This week there was some confusion about the felony drug charges against Joshua Rivera, an out-of-towner who was caught selling heroin out of a Nurkalook residence a few weeks ago by Dillingham police. His case is still open, and the prosecutor tells us she intends to take it to the grand jury for an indictment. That doesn't mean all the drug charges stick. We also learned this week that a charge of selling a dose of heroin to a police informant against Nicholas Tinker of Aleknagik was dismissed. We'll have more on that case and others next week in our local news. But back to Rivera, which has caused much angst on social media. The charge against him was reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor. The reasons that happens is sometimes Bush law cases, criminal cases, can't be brought to a grand jury for an indictment inside of 10 days. The misdemeanor is a bit of a placeholder to buy the state a little more time. The process is called Kamaroff Notice, named for a 2007 case out of the Bethel Court. My next guest is Christopher Lesh, an attorney with the Public Defender's Agency based in Dillingham, who is here speaking as a criminal defense attorney and not on behalf of the agency. Lesh says Kamaroff can be problematic.
I think it's used incorrectly. There's no notice requirement. What Kamaroff says is that an individual cannot avoid a felony charge by pleading to a lesser charge in order to avoid indictment, basically. So what happens out here a lot is people get what's called Kamaroff notices after usually 10 days of them being charged with a felony. The charges are reduced to a lesser charge with a Kamaroff notice. And so what that case says is that they can't just plead to that lesser charge at that point to avoid a felony. And that's what the notice is. It's putting the defendant on notice that the state of Alaska intends to pursue the felony level charge.
So what the state is doing is dropping a felony charge to a similar but lesser misdemeanor version while they take their time to pursue an indictment at grand jury.
So yes. But
let's talk about the confusion that occurs when that happens.
Okay. Well, we started probably in the middle of the process, so I think we should start at the beginning. So when a person is arrested, the police see something, they usually write it down and record it, and they create a charging document, and that person is charged with a crime. It could be a misdemeanor violation or a felony misdemeanor violation if you're going in order from most serious to least serious. If you're charged with a felony in the state of Alaska, you cannot be held in jail for more than 10 days on a felony complaint unless your case is taken to the grand jury. So the state of Alaska simply has 10 days to bring the evidence they've accumulated to a grand jury to decide whether or not felony charges are warranted. And that's what a grand jury is. It's like a mini trial. It's not a high burden of proof like a criminal trial would be proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but it's whether or not there is enough proof to justify criminal charges. And it's a safeguard. What Kamaroff does from a defense attorney's perspective is it muddies the waters and it confuses a lot of people. It gives the state of Alaska and the district attorney's office more time to evaluate their cases. And what some of the negatives I see are that people who shouldn't be charged with any crimes at all are charged with these lesser crimes while the state of Alaska figures out witness problems, evidence problems, and stuff like that. And then from the community perspective, seeing some of the posts, it upsets them because they want these people charged immediately, but that's not unfortunately, how the law works, because it's tough for the state to get their evidence to a grand jury within that 10-day time window.
Let's use a hypothetical. Let's say somebody was charged with first-degree assault, and that was lowered to fourth degree assault while the state does its job pursuing an indictment. The bail could be very different. Do your clients say, hey, if this is all I'm charged with, why can't I get out for $500?
They do, and the courts here are usually very understanding about that. But when we have this process, they know how the Kamaroff system works. That type of argument is usually more persuasive to the courts here after a little more time has passed. So making that argument at the 10-day window doesn't persuade the judge as much as a 2-month window. It's a system that ticks off defendants because it keeps them in jail longer if they say they can't make bail. They never should have been charged in the first place. So it takes them a little bit longer for the state of Alaska. It alleviates them of a burden to figure out whether or not this is a case worth pursuing or not. And so the negative implications that I see are that people are kept in jail, kept in the process longer than they should have had the state maybe waited on the arrest decision, waited to consider all the evidence and have an attorney, a prosecutor, look at it and then make a determination that this case should go to grand jury. That should be done first. And then the person brought in, arraigned, and bail set, and the process moves forward from there rather than this this preliminary window, which causes a lot of confusion for everybody.
You're a lawyer and you're an Alaska resident. Stepping back from your role as a public defense attorney, can you see the state creating a solution to fix this? It seems like it could be a statute change with a couple of lines.
Well, I think there has been talk before. It may be a burden for the local communities, but I think the easiest fix is for the local leaders to start talking and asking about why the grand jury process isn't handled in the community, in the region. And that's the big hang up, because it's strange. Every individual has a right to a trial by their peers, and there's very good case law. When you live in Bush, Alaska, your jury has to reflect those community members, and that's fair. That's justice, right? So you have the type of makeup, Native Alaskans, people who've lived here for 20, 30 years, people who work in rural Alaska jobs and understand what life is like in Dillingham, Alaska. But you have a grand jury process where whether or not this is a crime occurred is decided by Anchorage residents. I think anyone who's lived in Dillingham more than, a year would agree that Dillingham residents are very different and have different values and may see things a little bit differently than people who are living in Anchorage. And so I think the quickest fix would be to, a Bethel, I think Nome and Kotzebue, they all have local grand juries, and that makes the 10-day burden a lot easier to meet.
Chris Lester is an attorney with a public defender's agency based in Dillingham. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.